Hello, hello, Tilde Radio. Welcome to the 161st live episode of the Copacetic Music Hour. This is DJ Guofu broadcasting live from North Potomac, a suburb of Washington, D.C. in Montgomery County, Maryland. Tonight we listen to the great Cuban-American percussionist and bandleader Mongo Santa Maria. We just listened to Sofrito, but this next track is a cover of Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man that I believe got a Grammy or some other award. Next track is another famous cover. That track is La Bamba. The funky La Bamba. Reminds me a lot of Eddie Cano's rendition of La Bamba. It's a Pacific Coast, Angelino Chicano master of Afro-Cuban music. I wanted to start off with one of Mongo's most famous hits. Another one's coming up here, Afro Blue, right after La Bamba. Thank you all for tuning in. We have Gemlog, one of our regulars from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada in the chat, as well as another regular, Sonomo from Ithaca, New York. It's a real steamer here in the DC area, the National Capital Region. It is 85 degrees now, 10:16 p.m., and 77% humidity. Just stepping outside, I can feel the humidity slapping me in the face. It's hot, sweaty hands.
We'll be right back.
As we wrap up Afro Blue here, I should give an introduction to Mongo Santamaria. He was born Ramon Santamaria Rodriguez on April 7th, 1917 in Havana, Cuba. And he was both a percussionist and band leader who spent most of his career in the United States. Primarily a conga drummer, he was a leading figure in both the pachanga and boogaloo dance crazes in the 60s, which I featured in previous episodes. His biggest hit is considered to be his rendition of Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man, which was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1998. From the 70s onward, he recorded mainly salsa and Latin jazz before retiring in the late 1990s. He learned to play the congas as an amateur rumba musician in the streets of Havana. He then learned the bongos from Clemente Chicho Piquero and toured with various successful bands, such as the La Cuona Cuban Boys and Sonora Matancera. In 1950, he moved to New York City, where he became Tito Puente's conguero, and in 1957, he joined Cal Jader's band, both of whom I've featured in previous episodes. He then formed his own charanga, while at the same time recording some of the first rumba and santeria music albums. By the end of the decade, he had his first pachanga hit, Party, and then became a pioneer of boogaloo with Watermelon Man and signed record deals with Columbia, Atlantic, and Fania. He collaborated with salsa artists and became a member of the Fania All-Stars, often showcasing his conga solos against Ray Barreto. In his later years, Santamaria recorded mostly land jazz for Concord Jazz and Chesky Records. This is Amanecer, or the dawn, the sunrise. Get back into this background in a little bit here. Welcome to Kira Unix from Goiânia in Goiás, Brazil, where it is cooler and drier than here, 67 degrees Fahrenheit and 60% humidity, which sounds pretty nice. I'd also like to welcome Gemlog's new friend from Argentina, Jefe Bromden. Amazing and very different from the previous tracks. It sounds sort of like new age charanga music to me. Violin and synthesizer mixed together. We're 30 minutes in, we're officially halfway through the episode. track is Get the Money. Santa Maria learned Rumba as a child in the streets of Havana's Jesus Maria neighborhood. He reminisced, "In the neighborhood where I came from, we had all kinds of music, mostly from Africa. We did not leave it alone, we changed it our way. The music we made dealt with religion and conversation. The drum was our tool and we used it for everything." He was mentored on bongos and congas by Clemente Chicho Piquero, who played in Benny Moré's band. Played some of the first recorded folkloric rumbas. Because he recorded for mainstream jazz labels, his folkloric records were consistently available to the public. He had hardcore Santeria tracks like Chango, Jambu, Mongo, and Bembe in 1954 through 1960. Definitely a mambo element, call from the gods, as he noted. "When I play, I don't know how I do it or what I do, I just play." He began playing bongos with Septeto Bellonia in 1937. In the 40s, he worked in the house band of the prestigious Tropicana nightclub. And when Chicho could not go on tour in Mexico in the late 1940s, he recommended Santa Maria for the job. After returning from Mexico in 1950, Santa Maria moved to New York City, where he became Tito Puente's conga player. Then in 1957, he joined Cal Jader's Land Jazz Combo. In 1959, he recorded Afro Blue, the first jazz standard built upon a typical African 3-2 time cross rhythm or hemiola. The song begins with a bass repeatedly playing 6 cross beats per each measure of 12/8 or 6 cross beats per 4 main beats. In 1960, Santa Maria went to Havana with Willie Bobo to record 2 albums called Mongo in Havana and Bembe y Nuestro Hombre en La Habana. After recording, he returned to New York City to form the charanga orchestra La Sabrosa. In late 1962, Chick Corea had given notice and Santa Maria needed a pianist to fill in for the upcoming weekend gigs. Herbie Hancock got the temporary job. That is how Santa Maria discovered Watermelon Man, which was the only tune of Santa Maria's to hit the top of the pop charts. The sudden success of the song, this is El Campesino we're listening to, the sudden success of the song, Watermelon Man, which Mongo Santa Maria recorded December 17, 1962, propelled Santa Maria into his niche of blending Afro-Cuban and African-American music. Santa Maria went on to record Cuban-flavored versions of popular R&B and Motown songs. Sadly, Santa Maria passed away February 1, 2003 in Miami, Florida, after suffering a stroke at the age of 85. He's buried at the Woodlawn Park Cemetery and Mausoleum in Miami, now known as Caballero Rivero Woodlawn Park North Cemetery and Mausoleum. The year after his death, he was inducted into the International Latin Music Hall of Fame and Billboard Latin Music Hall of Fame. And with that, let's continue listening to El Campesino and our next track, Linda Guajira. This is Mambo Mongo. All one word. Thank you. This is Manteca. Thank you. this will likely be the last track of the main hour, but I have four more for the encore presentation. This is Maiea. Thank you all for tuning in. I will post the archive shortly after the end of the episode, and there will be a rerun tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time or 0000 hours UTC. Let's see who we have scheduled for next week. Next week, we'll transition to Brazilian music again with Carlos Lyra. I hope you all have enjoyed the episode. Have a great end of your week and refreshing start to your weekend. We'll have four more tracks after this. Mi Reina Guajira, Smooth Operator, Hola Guajira, and Pájaro Cantor.